Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from the coaches and the players during their media availability. And, of course, all the on-the-field stuff as well. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, our channel. Do it. Get all the latest from Daryl on the Browns throughout the football season. And, of course, Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. You will hear it right here on The Fan.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, Dan, should I call him out or what? Should we call him out?
I mean, does he? You good with that?
Can we call you out?
Call you out?
Call who out?
You.
I don't care.
Say it. Who's the quarterback this week? Who is Kevin Stefanski going to say is the quarterback in this press conference?
You mean just because I said something in the break, now I have to say it on the air?
Well, I said to you in the break, I go, really? That's where you're going with this? And I said, and then I looked at the microphone. I go, are you willing to say that here? And you were like, yeah.
No, you actually never said that.
Dan, did I not say it to him? Dan, did I not say, are you willing to do this on the air?
Well, he did what you wanted him to do.
Dylan Gabriel.
What do you mean?
Dylan Gabriel will start in London. There. You want it?
Oh,
there
you just said it. Okay.
Yeah, I said it twice while you were over there. Wait, Dan, wait.
Well, say it again. I want to hear you say
Dylan
it again.
Dylan Gabriel will start in London.
You're staking your reputation on that. So bitter.
As Emilio Estevez said in the movie Repo Man at the end.
Yes.
I can't say it, but started with an F, and then he said that.
Forget that.
All reputation. Right.
Why do you believe he is going to say Dylan Gabriel is starting Sunday?
Have you seen the offense?
Why do you? Yeah, but I've also seen the coach. I have no faith that the coach. Yeah. You know, we're going to, if anything, he'll give you ambiguity.
You know, the only thing I worry about.
Then you want to talk about the bet?
Whether it's Dylan, whether it's Shador, you know, I don't want to see these guys get hurt. It's the same thing with Joe. You know, Joe's out there now. Joe doesn't have a long career ahead of him. I guess that's what's going on. I mean, seriously, Andy, why wouldn't you change quarterbacks? I mean, it's not Joe's fault. As I said earlier, and I think this is the way to describe Joe. Mm-hmm. And you know, since they brought him back, I have not been a fan of the whole notion.
No kidding.
Well, you see why. You've seen four games. You've seen 16, you're 17, also, 13, and 10 points.
Yeah,
and
I've been talking about it for a year.
He's part of the problem. He's not the whole problem, but he's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. So why? I mean, you've not scored more than 17 points in any of four games, for God's sake.
Do you want me to go back to last year?
Because I can keep rolling it out.
Why? Well, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't believe.
Okay.
I'm ready for them to make.
So am I.
I don't have a problem with a change. I don't. If they make it, they make it. Just lean into it. Whatever you're going to do, just do it and try to do it right. Because we haven't just seen it. But
and again, I don't know
if you truly don't believe Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel in particular, because he's the guy that's been active the last four games and the other guy's been the emergency quarterback. If you truly believe that they're not ready, then don't put him out there. Okay? Can we agree on that? If you truly believe they're not ready, don't put him out there. That's a coach's responsibility and he needs to be right.
If a guy who's played 6 years of college
that's
football,
not what I said.
No, that you didn't let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead. You were going.
No, I'm just saying. If you truly don't believe he's ready to go, whether he played 6 years or 16 years of college, you don't believe he's ready.
Could have drafted Jackson Dart. Menigan just said, "Oh, for Christ's sake!" Off mic.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
The curtain's gone.
Jackson Dart has played a lot less football than Dylan Gabriel, and he was ready to go start in New York.
Maybe he's
better.
Maybe he is.
Yep. Maybe he is.
Maybe academically he can handle the playbook better.
I don't think the answer at quarterback is on this team. You know that, right?
I know you do.
Okay. The answer is not on this team. He's playing college football or he's playing elsewhere. Maybe he's sitting in Atlanta right now. Maybe he's sitting in New York waiting to get traded.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think he's leaving Joe in this week.
Well, and that'd be okay, too. That's what you feel you have to do. I mean, it's his job.
But Jeff Phelps, longtime sports reporter, the man that brought the whoop-de-doo sports review into my living room as a kid, you're telling me you won't be shocked if he changes quarterbacks today?
I'm hoping he changes. Andy, this is awful. I mean, come on, man. You got to change something. You're not going to change a whole offensive line. You're playing musical tackles because you don't have healthy ones. I understand they're not healthy. All right? Your reserves, you didn't do a very good job apparently because you can't keep Joe. Joe's been hit like crazy. Your wide receivers aren't very deep, and they've not been very good. I'm sorry. I'm no football expert, and I've been saying that the wide receivers aren't very good and aren't very deep for years. I'm no football expert. But I know enough about it to look at it and go, yeah, they're not very good and they're not very deep. I mean, come on, man. Seriously. Clint, you know what they have on offense, Andy?
Yeah.
They have a good young running back.
And tight ends.
They have a good young running back.
And tight ends. They have
a rookie tight end who's good. Becomes good.
No, he's good.
Okay.
He's good now. I see him. He's trying to bring guys down. I mean, how many guys does it take to bring him down?
Good.
The
kid's
a tank.
I hope as long as he can hang on to the ball, I think that's great.
He's a tank. He has one drop.
I think he has potential. Yeah. And I think David Njoku is a terrific tight end who has never achieved his full potential. They have one guy on offense who concerns the defense. One guy. And he's been here for three games.
Cleveland.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're starting to get chippy with each other right now. I can feel it.
And he's out of here for a couple of days. He's trying to egg me on, Cleveland.
Trust me, I don't want to be out of here for a couple of days. Oh. Go ahead.
Well, see, the thing is that he's not going to take Flacco out. It'll be after the Pittsburgh game, and it makes sense because then you're going to start to play teams that are on another scale of something that you don't want to put a young kid into, not a kid, but a young quarterback into, when you can start him off with a game that he thinks that he might be able to do something with a little bit. Because, see, with Flacco, his feet and his legs aren't strong enough, and his feet aren't quick enough because he'd have got that close touchdown.
His arm is strong enough. I'll disagree with you on the arm.
Feet, no, I said his legs and his feet.
His arm and his legs. Okay.
And his feet are not as quick, okay?
Okay.
And that, if you look at that, when he was on the goal line, his feet did not move at all. There was one, two step, and then no chopping or nothing, okay? So I just don't think that he's going to throw them in. And then the other thing I wanted to mention right quick is, not just to change the subject, but nobody talks about the Guardians' potential seven starting pitchers on this roster.
Oh, and I'll Cleveland, man, you better start listening a little bit more. We talked about that last week, that they now suddenly have a problem with too many. Thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, not a problem, Andy. Luxury. Luxury.
Oh, imagine if we had today's starting pitching with that 90s.
I love people who listen to part of the show and then tell us what we don't talk about. Cleveland, I like you, though. You always have interesting things to say.
Lee is in Bedford. Hello, Lee.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
It is going well. We're just celebrating Bedford today. Tyvus Paul, now we have Leon. It's outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a long time since I called in. You guys don't call me, so I guess
I'll... Dang it.
You know, Jeff said, lose Lee's number, and I'm like, dude, how can you do that? And then all of a sudden, we come find your number.
Okay, my first question is a Guardian question.
Sure.
Why is that game being played at 1 o'clock? Is that like a...
Because we're the smallest market out there. That's why. Let's be honest.
There's going to be a lot of people calling off working.
Okay. Productivity in Cleveland's going to go down.
All right, let's go with the Browns now.
They play at 1 o'clock.
Beloved Browns. Let's start with the owner. Let me ask you this. With the owner in Dallas, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and any other good team in the league, put up with 6 years of this?
If he thought he was responsible for it, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, he has to play. He has to take part ownership of what's going on.
Well, then he for that reason, if he knew it was his fault.
Yeah. I think this is the first time Andrew Berry has actually put some young, promising talent on the field in a draft, free agents, however he did it. He got away from signing guys for 1 year contracts and guys coming in and just stealing money, doing nothing. So I give him respect. Confidence in him drafting, using these two first round picks next year the right way. Moving on to Stefanski, I don't think he is capable of fixing what's wrong with the Browns. He's dug a hole so big for himself, and I know if I get tired of hearing his press conferences, you guys get tired of hearing it. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's too big for him to fix it. He came in.
Yep, but Lee, let me interrupt you, Lee. You see the talent on this offense. Is any coach, an offensive coach, going to come in and win with the talent on this offense?
Good question.
Made Lee hang up.
No, he didn't. I let him go. Oh. We have to go to commercial here in a second. Sorry.
Commercials.
Yeah.
We like those.
That's somehow you get paid.
We like those.
Yeah.
Coach come in here and win with his talent? I'm sorry. There's not much talent on this offense. I think there's one player on this team that looks like a pretty good player. That's Quinshon Judkins. The offensive linemen are older. They've been beat up. The wide receivers are not playing at the level they should be playing at or could be playing at. Or if they are, then that is even worse. And I think the tight ends are good. I don't think they're great.
It's interesting that you bring this up because I'm going to ask you a question when we come back. One of the players on this team has a label, and are they worthy of it? Try to think about it, and we'll tell you who it is.
Record label?
Sure, record label. No, label of what his position is. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.